Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program, already in progress. Feels like an anniversary. It will be tomorrow. 20 years ago, tomorrow, Fritzy and I started working together. Fritzy thought it was today. Yes, Heaton?
I have it on good authority that today is a very special anniversary. And I could tease that ahead for, say, the look-in in about 40 minutes or so.
Wow.
A very special anniversary.
Okay, it was also 20 years ago today that The Wire first came into our life.
Correct.
All right. I like that Paulie thought it was a computer TV series, and he didn't watch for the first, whatever, year or so. Now, I famously waited like 10 years. I waited 10 years for Breaking Bad as well, so I have no business being critical here. But I like that you saw the beginning of The Wire, and it looked like they were going to be doing computer crimes and stuff and cell phones. You didn't even watch the whole opening of it, because if you did, then all of a sudden there's cocaine or whatever being exchanged, and you know there's some nefarious guys in this. Yeah, Paul.
That's exactly right. It was HBO. That it was a new show, and I don't think there was a lot of publicity for it. I didn't understand what The Wire meant in the first like 18 seconds of the promo. Like, what is this, like a mystery show with spies? Like, and then I bailed out.
And in fairness to you, when I watched the first 18 seconds, I go, yeah, this isn't for me. I didn't even get that far. Somebody just said, oh, have you seen The Wire? Usually when somebody goes, you haven't seen The Wire? Then I don't want to see The Wire, because it's not going to live up to what they're telling me it is. Now I'm being pressured to watch. You haven't seen Sopranos? No. You haven't seen Breaking Bad? No. You haven't seen Star Wars? No. You know, for 15 years,
that's
I worked
a big list. Just saying.
I know, but I worked second shift for 15 years. I missed everything, all the great TV shows during the week. I never got to watch them. And it wasn't like, you know, there was a streaming service back then. Yeah, see.
Well, what have you been doing the last 15 years?
Catching up and watching Breaking Bad and The Wire.
You're pacing yourself.
I still haven't seen Star Wars or Star Trek. I have no interest in seeing that.
Got this movie about a shark that eats people and scares people off the beach. What is that?
What kind of reference does that have to do with today?
Because you're catching up to things that, like, everyone else except for me probably watched a long time ago.
Well, Jaws was, what, back in the 80s?
Maybe even 76? Late 70s, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, I watched stuff back then. I wasn't doing SportsCenter back. Why? Shut up. Why don't you get your anniversaries right?
I can't even figure out what date it is.
Yeah. Come on in. Stay a while. Go to danpatrick.com. Got some Father's Day gifts there for you. A lot of things on sale. Reggie Miller a little bit later on. Your phone call is always welcome, 877-3DP-SHOW. I like how people were calling up to wish us a happy anniversary. Fritzy and I started working 20 years ago tomorrow, but Fritzy got emotional this morning when he came in, and he goes, you know what today is? And I said, Thursday. And he goes, no. And so he's like, no. And he'd have the, you know, his big eyes like, no.
That's a little angry.
I bet he was doing his flirty no.
Yes, yes. Come on, you sex kitten.
Yeah, I did like a little come hither thing.
He always does that flirty thing. And it's like, dude, don't talk to me like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't like that. Rubbing the stomach. You know, they don't like that.
And then you go, I was going to get you a card. And I go, for what?
Come on, you know what day it is.
I didn't.
Damn.
This conversation would still be going on if Fritzy didn't tell you what it was. It'd be like,
yes, he keep giving me hints. No. And I go, what? We started working 20 years ago today. I said, okay. And it was, you weren't even correct.
You don't remember that special Sunday edition we did before the Monday show?
It was, Paulie started like 5 days prior to you.
That's right. The Wednesday, whatever the Wednesday before Fritzy started.
It's like, no, we worked, it's our anniversary.
Yeah, I gave you a little wink. I had like my thumb in the corner of my lip. It was weird. It was weird. I don't know why I did that.
Weekends are better with baseball's Sunday leadoff. You can catch the Tigers playing the Yankees with coverage starting Sunday at 11 Eastern only on Peacock. And I saw the numbers for Dustin Johnson as to why he's not going to be on the PGA Tour. Now it makes a little bit more sense. He's getting a guaranteed $100 million. They don't guarantee money like that on the PGA Tour. And if he's getting $100 million, what were they going to pay Phil Mickelson? What's Greg Norman going to get? They were offering Jack Nicklaus $100 million to be the face of the LIV golf tournament backed by the Saudis. Look, the PGA Tour is not going to miss Dustin Johnson. It's just not. You know, a good player, but he's not somebody where you go, hey, is Dustin Johnson playing in this event? It's if you see him, he plays at a high level, and then you're like, okay. But it has no personality. It's you know, they move on. There's only two guys that really stand out the last 25 years, and that's Tiger and Phil. Those are the interesting guys. And it's because of how they play, the highs and the lows, and personalities and stories attached to them. I mean, Justin Thomas, wonderful player. Rory, wonderful player. Spieth, wonderful player. I don't know if people go, man, I got to watch it now, or I'm not watching it because my guy is not in the event. It feels like if you love golf, you just watch golf. Plus, I was curious about this LIV golf tournament. Do they even have a TV partner? Because if I'm, let's say you're the PGA Tour. You have deals with ESPN, Fox, NBC, CBS, Golf Channel. So you're in the first year of this 9-year deal, I think it is. You're probably saying to your partners, don't even think about it. I guess they're going to be broadcasting these events on YouTube. I don't know what they want out of this. You know, because, hey, we're going to pay you all this money. What's the tour want out of this? What do you get out of this? You got a couple of names that maybe you might recognize, but you got teams that are playing together. It sounds like a fun event that's later in the year, or, you know, when the season's over, we go, hey, let's just do something for TV and have some fun. And if you're the PGA Tour, do you say to Dustin Johnson, you can't play anymore? Because then that hurts your product as well, that Dustin Johnson has won, I believe, a couple of majors, that you want him in the event, but now you're not going to have him. And are you not going to have Phil Mickelson? Is Phil Mickelson going to be able to play in this? Yeah, Paul.
I wonder if the long game for the PGA Tour is they kind of hope that this tour will overspend. The LIV Tour will overspend and fail. Let's say in 3 years it's defunct.
They can't overspend. The Saudis, they can't overspend.
Billionaires don't like to lose too much money. Look at the owner of the Panthers. He's spending money on a facility, and he just stopped because he don't want to pump it anymore.
David Tepper is worth, what, $8 billion?
He can afford to build a practice
facility. The Saudis, they have that money on them.
But I wonder if the PGA Tour is thinking to themselves, in 3 years, let's say this tour just goes defunct for whatever reason. Maybe that's when they punish people. They say, Dustin Johnson, you're going to have to sit a year before you come back, or people like that. Whatever, that's the long game they may think about.
They're not running out of money. That ain't happening. Now the question is, are you going to run out of quality players? But then, okay, so you get a couple of names. What's that going to do? What's it mean? I'm still watching the U.S. Open. Still watching the British Open. Still watching the Masters. So I don't know what the benefit is. Okay, these guys are going to get their money. Okay, the people paying you, what are they getting out of this? That's, I'm still curious. And maybe somebody in the audience knows that, but I've inquired. And it feels like there are a lot of question marks still attached to this. Is Phil going to play? Can he play? What if he does play? What's it mean for the PGA Tour? And can you? Everybody's got a price. It was in February where Dustin Johnson said, hey, I'm not playing in that. You know, I'm committed to the PGA Tour. And he's sponsored by RBC, a bank, for the Canadian Open. So it's their tournament this weekend. They just found out yesterday he's not playing. They just said, I guess we're not sponsoring you anymore. He's making $100 million. I don't think he cares. So he makes $100 million, and then he could go out and make another $30 million or $40 million on this tour. But if Dustin Johnson is your entree into, you got to watch this, I'll watch it because I'll watch any golf. But that wouldn't be the guy that I would say, here's our Trojan horse, we're barging in. That ain't happening to me. Yeah, Paul.
Dustin Johnson tries to use his Royal Bank of Canada debit card this weekend, and he gets
declined.
Yeah, declined.
No, that's when they eat your card. That's one of those. Has that ever happened to you with your ATM card?
I put an ATM card when I first got it in New York City. I think it was Chase Bank, and I didn't have any money. And I put it in to get like $100 out for the weekend to, you know, go drinking. It kept my card and didn't give me the money. So I walk into the weekend penniless, and I couldn't go to the bank until Monday morning.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
I had a machine eat my card in Italy, which was not ideal.
Ooh.
Yeah, not ideal at all. I put it in there and was like hitting the buttons.
Yeah.
And then it stopped working. And I'm like, beep, boop, bop, boop. Hello. Hello.
And then you start looking around and you're going, is anybody watching? Can somebody help me?
You're right. And I'm in some like shore, you know, seaside town on the, you know, eastern side of Italy. And I'm like looking around this parking lot, Scusi. Scusi.
I like how my family, my wife speaks some Italian, but my son would just slow down the words. So he would say Coca-Cola. And I said, Jack, it's still English.
I've lost my ATM card.
Looking for a restaurant. Restaurant. All right, Oilers-Avs game two tonight. Last night, the Rangers jumped out to a 1-0 series lead on the Lightning. Brady and Rodgers beat Mahomes and Allen. There was a moment there where Tom Brady was really snarky. Josh Allen's golf ball had Tom Brady's combine picture on it. So the out-of-shape Brady where, you know, it's the before picture of Tom Brady, and he had that on his golf ball. Well, it wasn't lost on Tom Brady to say this about Josh Allen in one of the shots that he hit.
A little chunky. I call that a little Josh Allen-y.
Oh, wow.
A little Josh Allen-y, but
still like the outcome.
They'll fix that one post.
I like that. That was good. It was fun to watch. Barkley was wonderful. Ernie does what Ernie does, you know, on the inside the NBA. Just let everybody be themselves, and you know, it's kind of like throwing everything into the pot. And it was fun. I enjoyed it. Came down to the last hole, and Aaron Rodgers, he should be at OTA. I'm like, okay. No matter what Aaron Rodgers does, it doesn't seem like it's going to be correct with people, or there's always going to be a group of people. And then Kyler Murray showed up at OTAs. And I want to talk about this because I know he wants a new contract. His agent is pushing for this new contract. Got to get a contract now. Okay. But we'll talk about that coming up. The poll question for hour two, Seton, is...
Well, let me go back to hour one here for you,
okay.
Dan.
Okay. All right.
Hour one, right. We went with who do you want to win? Who do you want to win based on the storyline? 57% want the Warriors. That feels a little boring to me.
Oh, man.
Or maybe I'm just rooting for the Celtics. I don't know.
That's it. Because Golden State is still entertaining. There's personalities, certainly what, you know, everybody's all in on this. Steph Curry got to win an MVP. What about his legacy? Okay. If he does or he doesn't, if he wins it, if you said, hey, you're not going to be the MVP of the finals, but you're going to win another title. I think Steph Curry will be okay with that. That still puts him in some pretty elite company. You're the greatest shooter of all time. Couple MVPs, and you got four titles. This, for a scrawny kid out of Davidson, who they didn't even know if he was going to be able to play, be a starter. That's why when it comes to scouting, isn't it crazy where you go, I always love reading what they see with somebody. Like, you know, go to Patrick Mahomes. Wants to be Favre-like, too much of a gunslinger, you know, all of these things. They didn't look at what he did well. And with Steph Curry, what did he do well? It's always Steve Nash. He's not going to be able to guard anybody. Yeah, you're right. You know what? Pull up some of those draft profiles. We'll take a break. Yeah, Seton.
Didn't that Davidson storyline die, though, with the first ring? Like, look at this. A kid, nobody thought he could do it, and now he won. And now he's gone on to be like, he's so much bigger than a kid everyone doubted in college.
Yeah. But keep in mind, remember when Luka... They're taking advantage of Luka. This is this year's postseason. Phoenix Suns are taking advantage of Luka. And then all of a sudden, I never heard it again after the Dallas Mavericks ended up winning. Steph Curry can't guard anybody. You don't hear that.
You heard the Luka thing in the next series, though, when they were putting up 11 billion points against him.
Were we? They're,
yeah. That Luka can't play defense storyline came roaring back.
I don't think so. Let's take a break. We'll come back. Phone calls, Reggie Miller in an hour from now. And anything else that I need to mention? We'll talk about Kyler, some draft profiles here as well. We're back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Link Soul is ready to help you. All you have to do is go to the website, LINKSOUL, linksoul.com. Get 15% off free shipping on your first order. So if you're new to the show and you're going, well, wait, what's Link Soul? Well, Link Soul is... got you covered, literally, from head to toe. Comfortable, stylish gear. You want a hoodie? They got it. You want a polo? Go play golf? They got it. Nice dress shirt to go to dinner? They got it. The bamboo pants, right combination, go to dinner. Maybe you're going to the beach, Boardwalker shorts. Maybe you're hanging in the backyard, Boardwalker shorts. They've got something for everybody for Father's Day. Link Soul is going to help you with the new styles and colors for the summer. Link Soul is prepared to add some fresh looks to your wardrobe to make this Father's Day the best ever. So if you're watching and you go, what do we get Dad? Link Soul. LINKSOUL.com. Check it out. 15% off. Free shipping on your first order. And tell them we sent you. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. It's if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I like looking at these draft profiles. Steph Curry. Curry's physical limitations probably mean he's going to end up as more of a point combo guard than a pure two. Doesn't have the size, the strength, or the lateral quickness, athleticism to defend shooting guards in the league. He does, however, have a knack for disrupting the passing lanes as he's averaged almost 3 steals per year or per game. Also going to run into some issues at the point, problems beating NBA point guards off the dribble. Best case scenario, Mike Bibby. Worst case scenario, J.J. Redick or Steve Kerr. Bottom line, Steph Curry is an incredibly smart player. Not only does he understand the game, he understands his limitations. He's probably never going to end up being a star in this league because of a lack of explosiveness, meaning he will be a huge defensive liability. He should be able to hang around the league because of his all-around offensive package that he brings to the table.
That's one of the more negative ones, but there's some positive. There's not one draft profile. I've got about 7 of them here from legitimate websites, and none of them say he will be a star or even a high-end player. It's more like a high-end spot-up shooter or a luxury item for a team with that wants to shoot.
Who was the analyst on SportsCenter? Oh, this is Doug Gottlieb. Steph Curry declared for the NBA draft he doesn't have the upside of Rubio Jennings, Flynn, Mills, Teague, all more athletic. Well, there's a lot of people. It's not just Doug who singled out Steph Curry. There are a lot of people who wondered where, how would he fit in? What kind of role could he play? And he was viewed as a spot-up shooter. I go back to worst-case scenario. J.J. Redick was a good player for a long time. Now, not a star, but one of the pure shooters in NBA history. I mean, that's not a bad career to sign up for. If you would have said that's what Steph Curry is going to be, have that kind of career, I'd be like, okay. Man, we knew he could shoot, but then his father, Del Curry, was a spot-up shooter, usually from the corners. But Steph has a far better handle than people give him credit for. Therefore, you create separation there. Your explosiveness might be just your ability to handle and get some separation there. Yeah, Pauline.
Steph Curry measured at the combine, he actually went at just over 6'2".
Yeah. Yeah.
There's but, a. Do you think that a lot of people were off him because he looked soft? He, you know, he looked like he didn't shave. He looked like he's about 14 years old when he was 21. Yeah. He didn't seem to have a ton of muscle tone, but he was killing people at Davidson.
Yeah, but then they wondered about the schedule that he's playing. You know, he played at Davidson. But then he'd get to the tournament, and then it would almost reignite that, man, that guy is fun to watch. He can shoot. Yeah, see.
It feels like he came up to at a point in time where there was sort of not necessarily a dime a dozen, but guys who shot great in the tournament that you're like, man, this kid, let's see what he does at the next level. And then they don't do anything because they're just sort of a spot up shooter, or for whatever reason, these guys who get a hot hand in the tournament, they didn't translate to the NBA.
Yeah, Paul.
There's a guy 2 years later, I've got a bunch of draft profiles, very similar, great shooter, can make his own shot, may not be a great defender, may not be able to beat defenders off the dribble at the point guard position, kind of a combo player, could be a great offensive weapon, but not a star in the pros. This guy was 2 years later, very similar, Jimmer Fredette out of BYU. Both were high-end scorers who... BYU played some healthy competition.
I never understood why Jimmer Fredette wasn't successful in the NBA. Because he did have athleticism. He did have range. And, you know, if you say he's undersized, what, 6'2", but he still put up some pretty good numbers. It almost felt like he had a better college career individually than Steph Curry did. He had some big, big games there. You know, LeBron is texting him after some of these performances where he had like 52 points. But I always thought Jimmer Fredette had a chance just because of today's NBA that they almost encourage that. They're looking for that. Yeah, Seton.
Yeah, like how is Klay Thompson able to score 57 points and dribble the ball three times, but all these other dudes couldn't do that?
It's knowing what you do well and then perfecting it. And that's what, like Klay Thompson doesn't try to be anything more than I'm a spot up shooter. Even now, it's hard for him to beat you off the dribble because of his surgeries, but he still is one of the great shooters in NBA history. But it's one of those where you go, how did he end up at Washington State? Ja Morant at Murray State. Steph at Davidson. That's why we get caught up with the, well, where did he play college ball? Dame Lillard, another one where, you know, like Weber State. I mean, that's what's amazing about some of these players, getting the opportunity, or they didn't get the opportunity. I mean, Ja Morant had, what, one other scholarship offer? Ja Morant was discovered by a scout who was looking at his teammate and was like, man, that guy's pretty good over there. He gets a scholarship at Murray State. But the NBA is full of that, littered with players that, you know, come from a big program, high profile, don't live up to it. Or it's the underdog. We're like, that guy is fighting for his life just to try to get into the NBA, be a first-round draft pick there. We'll get some phone calls in here. Also, Kyler Murray, he showed up at the Cardinals OTAs. I think that surprised a lot of people. He just finished his third year. Now, if you're a first-round draft pick, you got a five-year deal. Now, it might be really a three-year deal for quarterbacks, maybe a four-year quarterback deal, and then they pick up the option, and then they extend you. So that's what they're trying to do. And the agents now want to get that contract after the fourth year. Or before the fourth year. You know, Josh Allen, hey, he got his. And Kyler Murray's agent's going, well, we deserve one. I don't know. Do you? You know, the Browns, Baker Mayfield, he wanted his deal. And I'm like, you wait another year. Yeah, he had 26 touchdowns in year three. And yes, you know, it's like Kansas City bet on Patrick Mahomes being great. That's why they signed him up to a deal that's going to be team friendly. You know, it was a 10-year deal for $450 million. And people are like, how can you give him that kind of money? Well, you're betting on him being great. Cleveland, it felt like they were betting on Baker not being great. Because you would have signed him to a long-term deal, you wouldn't have Deshaun Watson. The Cardinals, have you seen enough of Kyler Murray where you go, okay, we're going to give you that money. Now, you're betting that Kyler is not going to be great if you're not going to. So you have to decide, do you think he's going to be great? He's going to cost you more money next year. Like if you don't extend him this year and he plays great next year, now it costs you more money. But look at, you know, the Cowboys. Dak Prescott, they bet against Dak Prescott. And then Dak coming back from a broken ankle. And I said, Jerry, pay him now. Pay him now. Not going to pay him now. Okay, going to cost you. And it did. You know, probably cost him $50 million more. But they were betting that, you know, we're not going to give Dak that money until he proves that he can play. If Baker didn't play last year or once he got injured, he might have had a better chance at being back with Cleveland this year. You know, it's unfortunate. He played hurt, but he didn't play well. And Dak got hurt, but he was done. Like he had a broken ankle. And they're like, do we extend this guy? We don't know if he can play. With Kyler, I'd like to see another year. I want to see another year of maturity. That's more important than the performance. I think the performance will be there. I want you to be the leader of this team. It's like Baker. I wanted to know, are you going to be the leader? Is there maturity there? Are you going to be inclusive? You're going to make everybody better. You can't have your quarterback, you know, feuding with your star receiver. You just can't. And he did. But if I'm, you know, Cleveland made the right decision, I'd still, it's like the Bears with Mitchell Trubisky. Like they moved on from him. And he had more of a resume than these other two. Winning percentage, couple of Pro Bowls in there. He just was never going to, the reason why, he was never going to be better than Patrick Mahomes or Deshaun Watson. So it's a bust. No matter what he did, he was never going to live up to that. And he still may not because that's the player the Bears went up and got. Yeah, Paul.
But if you're Baker's agent, I wonder if there was an opportunity after year three to get a contract that's like 85% of the high-end going rate, where you could have got a five-year, $140 million deal, which is less than others. And they may have passed on that because agents can't do that. Like if you're Kyler Murray's agent right now, you've got to be thinking, hey, man, what if my client has a subpar year next year and he's in no man's land like Jimmy Garoppolo's in no man's land, but he got paid. Baker Mayfield's in no man's land. Nobody wants to pay him, and nobody wants to take him from the Browns because the Browns don't want to have to pay half his contract.
Yeah. Well, they're going to have to eat half that contract, it feels like, and then eventually move on. But, you know, you got another accuser with Deshaun Watson. There might be yet another one. So one new one, there could be another one. That's why the NFL rule on this? What if you rule on this and you go, okay, 23 accusers, and then you rule on it, and then you realize there's two more that come out, you know, gaining confidence with the other women who have come forward. That's why it's going to be tricky. If you suspend him, how long do you suspend him for? And once you suspend him, can you then go back? I mean, does this constitute double jeopardy? Like I can't punish you twice for the same thing. And I wonder about that, too, with Deshaun Watson. But Kyler Murray's there. I think he's an explosive, interesting quarterback. At times, dynamic. I just need consistency. He didn't do well in the postseason. He's not going to have DeAndre Hopkins, He's suspended for what, 8 games to start the season? Yes, he.
And at least while, you know, Kyler Murray might be, say, difficult or maybe not a great teammate, at least he seems like less of a liability on the field. Whereas Baker Mayfield, he's difficult, he doesn't get along with the teammates, and he's not that good.
Yeah. Yeah, Paul.
In Baker's first 3 seasons, he threw for 75 touchdowns, 43 picks, and he was 1 game under 500 as a starter. Yeah. In his first 3 seasons, Kyler Murray has 70 touchdowns, 34 picks, and he's 1 game under 500 as a starter.
So very similar.
Yep.
Yeah. Yes, Todd.
Did it bother you at all that Kyler Murray showed up in an A's hat with a baseball glove?
That is not true. That is not true. Take that back.
I take that back.
That's just a reminder.
Not news. I didn't have
it. Retract that.
I'm retracting it right now.
Thank you, John.
Did not wear A's hat. Had a baseball glove on. Did not bring the A's hat.
That's not true.
That's not true either.
That's not true. Eric in Washington. Hi, Eric. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, hi, Dan. Yeah, you guys were talking about shows that you haven't seen in 20 years. Well, here in Washington State, there's a show that we haven't seen in 20 years, and it's called Seattle Mariners Playoff Baseball.
Wow. Look at
Todd
that.
Has never booked a guest from a playoff team.
Well, you got to get a playoff team.
I know. He sure was a rookie the last time the Mariners were in the playoffs. Isn't it fair?
Oh, 2001.
Oh.
Yeah. And, man, Seattle had a good run there. Have we had a Mariner on the show, Fritzy, in 20 years?
I know we had Ken Griffey Jr. on a long time ago, but
an actual
current Mariner, I don't think so.
Yeah, I didn't think
so. You'd be looking at the Harold Reynoldses and the Ken Griffey Jr.'s. You remember they had those refuse to lose shirts back in the day? Those were great when they were like, when they beat the Yankees and they slid home and won that like game at the end. They were all wearing these refuse to lose shirts. I thought it was pretty awesome.
No, it's not capable of winning. That's the new motto there of their T-shirt. Yes, Marv?
They're not a great team, but their uniforms are just top notch. Those things are phenomenal.
Really?
Griffey jerseys? Oh, the color scheme? Amazing.
Did you see, did Robinson Cano, don't you know, just get released again?
Oh.
I think he did. Like, the guy shouldn't be in baseball. He's a fraud. And, you know, how many times has he been popped for PEDs? Consumer fraud. Stealing money for a long, long time. And he's a borderline Hall of Famer. Yes, Paul.
I never knew you were so anti-Robinson Cano. Look at the venom.
We were on the Mariners.
He's hitting, he's hitting 091 for your Padres.
I think he just got released. But I remember when he went to Seattle, I said he'll never play in the playoffs. He left the Yankees. I said he'll never play in the playoffs. And in Seattle, he didn't. Yes, he
do a quick career salary for
no, I know. He's
Robbie
won
Cano,
a couple,
you know?
A couple of $100 million there.
Salary.
Okay. How about before the Mariners and then when he got to the Mariners? Can you do that?
That quick mathematics?
Yeah, you can do it.
Hold on, let me get a pen.
You can do it.
This is not my strength.
How about Todd can help you?
Yeah.
Well, Todd can only help you when he's cheating off a neighbor's.
Wow.
Yeah, Paul.
Robinson Cano made $58 million with the Yankees.
All right.
After leaving the Yankees and never playing in the postseason again, he made $230 million.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Ridiculous.
I mean, he's a cheater. That's all.
Yeah, but why is his cheating, like, get under your skin so much?
Oh, they all do.
There's a lot of cheaters that have stolen a lot of money from baseball fans, and it's kind of like, yeah, but he's still a Hall of Famer.
Well, just he was with the Yankees, and then he went to Seattle, and he made all this money, and he's been, what, popped a couple of times for PEDs, and he's a borderline Hall of Famer. I just think at some point, if you get busted the second time, then you can't play anymore. That's all. Like after you know, a certain number of positive tests, we're not going to let you play in our sport anymore. You know, it used to be, well, I mean, look at when they first started testing. I don't even think you got suspended for the first or second time you tested positive. And now it's, what, 80 games that they sit you down for?
Like, hey, knock off that funny stuff.
Yay,
huh?
Stop putting a steroid in your butt. Okay.
Don't be the goofy guy. Just knock this off, okay?
That's what they should. Did they say that to A-Rod?
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Come
hey.
On. Come on now.
Come on.
You stop that.
You
stop that.
Andy Pettit. I guess the excuses bother me more. You know, Andy Pettit saying, hey, I just wanted to get back and help my team. As if everybody who, you know, was injured coming back didn't want to help their team. You didn't take steroids. Did you not want to help your team? Yeah, Paul.
Also, I think it bothers people when someone leaves a relevant team and goes to a team that's irrelevant and unlikely to make the playoffs. Like Chris Bryant, you know, he leaves the Cubs, you understand it. But Chris Bryant was San Francisco. They're usually decent. You go to the Colorado Rockies. They're not usually a competitor.
But he won a World Series with the Cubs. I you know, he took the money. He, you know, nobody cares about Chris Bryant now. But if that's where he wants to go, then fine. He didn't cheat. Robinson Cano's got like 2,400 hits or 2,500 hits and would be a borderline Hall of Famer if he did it legitimately. Those things just bother me. They just do. In the memory of Hank Aaron, I'm always looking out for those guys that cheat. Get off my lawn, damn it. Get off my lawn. When we come back, oh, do I have a treat for you. Really, an unbelievable treat. Remember Hank Williams Jr., he'd do the Monday Night Football opening? Yeah.
Are you ready for some football?
Well, Fritzy is going to do a Hank Williams Jr. NBA Finals open.
Oh, no.
How odd.
Yes, he's going to do that. What a treat. That's right after this. Game day around here. Got a little more spring in our step. A little more excited because that means we get to watch the game, listen to the game on our Lovesac Sactionals, the world's most adaptable couch. So once you do this, then you're going to go, how did I survive without this? You've heard of the Sactionals, the world's most adaptable couch. The Lovesac Stealth Tech is really important. It's a system inside the couch. So you got great fabrics. You have the layout however you want it, and the configuration, whatever you need. And we have this in the man cave. Lovesac Stealth Tech includes 5.1 Dolby Digital surround sound. And it surrounds you. It's a Harman Kardon. You know it's quality. Convenient wireless charging. You want to put your phone there on the armrest while you're watching a game. Unparalleled immersive audio experience. You control by listening through the Lovesac Stealth Tech app. The world's most adaptable couch now features Lovesac Stealth Tech. Learn more about Lovesac and Stealth Tech on lovesac.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seton promised an anniversary. Todd thought it was our anniversary today. 20 years ago, we started working together at ESPN. It's actually tomorrow because 20 years ago was a Sunday and we weren't working together
we were
on
not
a Sunday.
Yet.
We were not. It was, what, 6 years ago, Seton, that we had the pork off?
It would be pork off, yes.
The sausage off?
Yeah.
I don't know how we even got there. Yeah, Paulie.
We were doing something about a walk-off win. And then we started rhyming things that rhymed with walk off. And I don't even know how we got to that point, but that's where the segment kind of started.
Can we play a little bit of that? Do we have? See if you can find that, Marv.
Or maybe not.
The best part was when Paul said, sausage off? It couldn't possibly be any word that would rhyme with the ones you guys said.
Well, but you were trying to stretch these words.
Yeah, I tried too hard to be part of it. I felt left out of the whole thing that was going on.
Yeah, and I kept going, Tom, that doesn't rhyme.
And sometimes you got to sit it out and let everybody else do their thing, and you don't have to jump in all the time.
Yeah. Pork off. Sausage off. 6 years ago today.
But it made for a very infamous moment, so it all
It did. Out. It did. Absolutely. RJ in Colorado. Hey, RJ.
Hey there, Dan Patrick. How are you doing, brother?
Great.
Good deal. Well, I want to first acknowledge that you're getting towards the end of your 20-year sentence with Fritzy there. So I'm wondering if what you're going to do on your first day of parole when you're no longer sentenced to him.
Hmm.
That's just mean.
It is.
Are you going to feel once we're no longer at some point work together that you're out of jail? Is it really going to?
Yeah, I don't feel like I'm a prisoner. I mean, how are you?
You feel a little shackled, you know, at times.
How are you going to feel when it's all said?
I'm sure I'll be emotional. I get emotional by stuff, and you've admitted you cry easily at things. I don't even want to think about that day. Hopefully, it's not for a long time. I don't like thinking about.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll cry that day. I cry at everything. I don't know if I'll cry that day.
You'll be surprised. When you start thinking about limericks and mock headlines me singing Hall & Oates, I think it's going to hit you when you least expect it.
But I won't miss things like this.
Walk off.
Yeah, yes.
If you're a school teacher and you write a lesson on a blackboard, it's really, really good. That's
it's
called
a chalk off.
That's right.
Greatest show on turf. The running back there would have a
falk off. Let's be careful here.
I know. Calk. And yeah. Falk.
Yeah.
We're
yeah.
really trading.
Oh, no, Fritzy.
I was going to say, if we're having a contest, who could eat the most sausages? That would be a...
Sausage off.
The judges were looking for pork off. Pork off.
Pork.
If you come to a spot in the road and you pick the right road to go down, that would be a
fork
a
off.
A fork off. There you go.
Just don't rhyme.
But you realize that none of those rhyme with the jokes that we've been making.
You just had to get in the conversation.
I could have just kept quiet.
Sausage off.
I thought we were going with walk off, talk off, and that's why I did park off and fork off.
You should actually change the
I it's should pork. Off,
it's not pork.
Like walk and pork.
It's a talk, caulk, chalk.
Fork.
And you went pork.
I went pork off.
Yeah. Like, see how that doesn't work?
Yeah, like, I tried too hard there.
His name's not Marshall Fork.
Yeah.
Back to you in the studio.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
I like that Todd was so offended that you weren't going to call on him, and that's where he goes, I was going to say.
Yeah, like, you've got to call on me. I'm going to add to this conversation.
So obnoxious. Just sometimes you got to sit it out a little.
You never do.
I know.
And it turns out he was right because he created just an all-time great show moment. How about that?
But Paulie going, sausage off?
Sausage off.
With that
I was like, he can't be trying to force the word pork in here.
Sausage off?
Yeah. Pork off.
It is funny because it's known as Todd's sausage off moment, but it's actually Paul who said sausage off.
Yeah. I don't know if I want to be tagged with that one. I'm good with that. Not on my resume.
That was the moment of the whole thing.
I'm the creator of sausage off.
Yeah, that was great. Okay, so Todd came in today, and speaking of disastrous bits, he said that he would like
to sell it to
Hank Williams Jr. instead of doing Monday Night Football. He was going to do the opening for the NBA Finals
tonight.
But
that would be a creative, unique, needs it, but why not thing.
Do we have music? I mean, you obviously produce
you've
this.
You buried it at the 53 past the hour. Hurry before we have the hard break thing.
Can you bury it for about 2 hours from now? You play in about 3 hours?
Can I bury it for another hour?
Okay, now I have like a minute and a half to get
okay.
This.
Todd's not getting enough time on here today. Sorry.
Let's go, Mr. Anniversary.
Well, what do we have here? The green and the gold. One still making a splash. The other's defense is bold. Have I grabbed your attention? Perhaps just a tip. The Celtics and Warriors battle for that chip. It ain't smart to count out Boston, but Curry and Clay out of sight. They're all chasing Larry O'Brien at the chase tonight. Hit it. Come on and get ready. I mean, really ready. Are you ready for some b-ball? A Thursday night party. Mike, Jeff, Mark, and Lisa are going to get it kick-started. Now the stage is set for this Frisco fight. All my rowdy friends are here for Thursday night. Bring on the game now.
Sausage off.
Now the stage is set for this Frisco fight.
No, we're good. Good. Man, we're good.
20 years.
I enjoyed performing that if you guys didn't like listening to it, but thanks for humoring me.
Yeah, we did not.
One person enjoyed it.
Yeah. Yeah, Seton.
Yep.
Thank you, Seton.
There we go. Remember when we used to spend like hours making a whole video out of that? That was fun, actually. The videos were fun.
Yes.
Todd would do it.
Yes. Todd did a really good job.
Those were great.
When we would, but we prepared. There was rehearsal.
Yeah. Those were fun.
Yeah.
To be clear, those
ones were fun.
And I had a cowboy hat on, and you guys bought me some cowboy shirts. It was pretty cool.
Reggie Miller will come to the rescue coming up in about 25 minutes, final hour. One more item, we close out hour two. It's Simply Safe Home Security. Even when you're not at your home, Simply Safe is there watching, monitoring. 24/7 professional monitoring center. And there's moments where you might be elsewhere, something goes wrong, they alert you. Let's say there's water in the basement, they're going to alert you. And they have all kinds of cameras that you need, whatever you need to make your home safe. Comprehensive, Simply Safe system, 24/7 professional monitoring. And it's so simple. That's the simple part of it. You set it up. You order it. Comes to you. It's going to cost about $1 a day. No long-term contracts. No hidden fees. They earn your trust every single day. You can customize the perfect system for your home in just a few minutes at simplysafedan.com. So you go online and then you decide what you need for your house. If you go today, you can claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off with interactive monitoring. Go to simplysafedan.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, the values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.